This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 18, Number 2, April 2017. The title of this article is Review and Content Analysis of the International Review of Research in Open and Distance Distributed Learning. The authors of this article are Olaf Zaaki Richter of University of Oldenburg, Germany, and Uthman Al-Turki, and Ahmed Al-Drawish of King Saud University, Saudi Arabia. Abstract. This paper presents a review of distance education literature published in the International Review of Research in Open and Distance Distributed Learning to describe the status thereof and to identify gaps and priority areas in distance education. Research based on a validated classification of research areas. All articles published between 2000 and 2015 were reviewed for this study. An analysis of abstracts using the text mining tool Leximenser over 3 5-year periods reveals the following broad themes over the three periods. The establishment of online learning and distance education institutions, widening access to education and online learning support, and the emergence of massive open online courses and open educational resources. The analysis of publication and authorship patterns revealed that IRRODL is a very international journal with a high impact in terms of citations. Keywords, distance education, research, content analysis, text mining, introduction. The structure of a research discipline forms the foundation for identifying gaps and priority areas. Lee, Driscoll, and Nelson emphasize that understanding trends and issues in terms of topics and methods is pivotal in the advancements of research on distance education. Content analysis of academic journals is a way to do this. However, highly rated peer-reviewed journals in distance education have been around for no more than 30-40 years. The International Review of Research in Open and Distance Distributed Learning and the Australian Journal Distance Education are the only journals with a special focus on distance education, which are listed in the Social Science Citation Index. In a recent study, Zaaki Richter and Naidu analyzed 516 articles that were published in the Australian Journal Distance Education with the text mining tool Leximenser. The analysis revealed the following broad research foci over 7 time periods: professionalization and institutional consolidation, instructional design and educational technology, quality assurance in distance education, student support and early stages of online learning, the emergence of the virtual university, collaborative learning and online interaction patterns, and interactive learning, massive open online courses, and open educational resources. This study presents a content analysis and a review of research trends and authorship patterns based on all full articles that were published in IRRODL between 2000 and 2015. Furthermore, the aim of this analysis is to relate the results to the flow of thematic areas mentioned above in the journal Distance Education. Thus, this paper addresses questions in the following two areas. Research areas covered in the publications. What are the main research topics covered in IRRODL publications and how have they changed between 2000 and 2015? What are the most common research areas and where are potential gaps in distance education research? What is the proportion of empirical and theoretical or descriptive papers published in IRRODL? Is there a trend towards more quantitative, qualitative, or mixed method research? Publication and authorship patterns. Who are the leading contributors of research papers and where do they come from? What are the most cited papers in IRRODL? Based on the review of research areas and trends, the results can be used to explore the body of knowledge in the field of distance distributed learning and to identify priority areas for future research projects in order to support the development of a research agenda in the context of online distance education. IRRODL in previous bibliographic studies. IRRODL is an open-access journal published by Athabasca University Press, Canada. Terry Anderson was the chief editor from 2003 to 2014 and Diane Conrad and Rory McGreal followed him. Starting in 2006, IRRODL was indexed by the SSCI, which resulted in a significant increase in citations and greatly improved its international reputation. In January 2015, The name of the journal was changed from International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning to International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning. This was done to reflect the journal's increased emphasis on openness in education and the blurring of boundaries in online learning to include blended and other forms of technology-enhanced learning. IRRODL has been the subject of previous bibliometric studies and literature reviews. Zayaki Richter and Anderson carried out a citation analysis to explore the scholarly communication network of 12 academic journals in distance education using social network analysis techniques. Although IRRODL is a relatively young journal, this analysis revealed that IRRODL is one of the central journals in the core of the journal citation network in distance education. Based on the same sample of journals, Zayaki Richter, Anderson, and Tunke compared the impact of open and closed access journals including IRRODL in terms of citations and found that papers published in open access journals are cited earlier and more often. However, this difference was statistically not significant. In another bibliometric study, Martinez and Anderson investigated the most highly cited and most viewed articles published in IRRODL in the time period between 2008 and 2013. They reported a high Hirsch index of H equals 30 with an average of about 8 citations per paper and identified a set of 33 highly cited papers, that is, papers that were cited at least 30 times. The most cited paper, with 134 citations, was Connectivism, Learning Theory of the Future or Vestige of the Past by Kopp and Hill. Martinez and Anderson also looked at the leading authors and their country of origin and found that these highly cited articles came from 11 different countries. Based on authors' affiliations, the most common countries identified in the highly cited articles were United States, United Kingdom, and Canada, followed by Germany, Israel, Turkey, Norway, Italy, Denmark, Bahrain, and Australia. There were three contributors with two articles in the highly cited selection: David Wiley from the United States, Olaf Zayaki Richter from Germany, and Rita Kopp from Canada. This finding shows that IRRODL is a very international journal, which is supported by an earlier study of authorship patterns by Zayaki Richter, Bakker, and Vogt based on a sample of 695 articles published in five prominent distance education journals between 2000 and 2008. The most international journal is IRRODL with only 18.9% of authors from Canada, followed by Distance Education DA with 20.5% of authors from Australia, and Open Learning, OL with 42.2% of authors from the UK. Papers published in IRRODL come from 34 different countries, followed by DA, OL, the Journal of Distance Education, JDE, and the American Journal of Distance Education, AJDE. Based on the same sample that included IRRODL, Zayaki Richter and von Prummer looked at gender and collaboration patterns in distance education research. Their study revealed a significant trend towards more collaborative research in distance education as well as significant gender differences, noting that women are overrepresented in research areas such as learner characteristics, learner support or interaction, and communication in learning communities, while men are more concerned with topics stereotypically associated with them, technology and management. There is also a significantly higher propensity of female researchers who apply qualitative methods and mixed methods research. Olson, Spring, Young, and West examined IRRODL to determine trends in research areas and methods, top authors, and top-cited publications over one decade. They concluded that IRRODL is increasing its coverage of diverse distance education topics and is looking to publish more empirical data-driven research than in the past. The topic analysis reflects the growing focus on technology-related topics in educational research. The authors with the highest frequency of contributions are Terry Anderson, Patrick Fahey, Olaf Zayaki Richter, Rita Kopp, and Mickey Schancher. Interestingly, more than half of the most cited papers were theoretical in nature, sample and methods, papers published in IRRODL. For this study, all research articles published in IRRODL between 2000 and 2015 were reviewed. Book reviews and editorial notes were excluded from the sample. Table 1 shows the growing number of papers published each year after IRRODL was included in the SSCI in 2006. Table 2 provides an overview of all special issues that were published by IRRODL. Table 1. Number of articles per year published in IRRODL. Table 2. Special issues in IRRODL by year. Classification of research areas. The classification of research areas for this review is based on the framework developed by Zaaki Richter that describes the research areas in distance education along three lines of research. The three levels are macro level, distance education systems and theories, meso level, management, organization, and technology, micro level, teaching and learning in distance education. Within these three levels, the research issues were categorized into 15 research areas. Macro level, distance education systems and theories, access, equity, and ethics, globalization of education and cross-cultural aspects, distance teaching systems and institutions, theories and models, research methods in distance education and knowledge transfer, meso level, management, organization, and technology, management and organization, costs and benefits, educational technology, innovation and change, professional development and faculty support, learner support services, quality assurance, micro level, teaching and learning in distance education, instructional design, interaction and communication in learning communities, learner characteristics. All 580 articles published in IRROdl between 2000 and 2015 were coded according to this classification scheme. Computer-assisted content analysis. For the purposes of this study, the content analysis software Leximenser was used to produce a set of concept maps showing the semantic structure of themes and topics of articles and how they are related. Fisk, Cherney, Hornsey, and Smith indicate that computer-aided content analysis is an appropriate method to map a research domain. The software Leximenser has been used by other researchers for content analysis of academic journals. For example, the Journal of Cross-Cultural Psychology, the Journal of International Business Studies, the Journal of Communication, and Distance Education. The software identifies core concepts within textual data and how these concepts are related by the frequency with which words co-occur in the text. Similar concepts that co-occur in close proximity are clustered in the visual map produced by Leximenser. The map is an indicative visualization that presents concept frequency, total concept connectedness, direct interconcept relative co-occurrence frequency, and total interconcept co-occurrence. Depending on the connectedness of concepts, they form a thematic region. Such a theme is named after the most prominent concept in that group. Titles and abstracts are lexically dense and focus on the core themes and results presented in the articles. An initial overall analysis was run with abstracts and titles of 580 articles, in which common terms were excluded. In addition, Leximenser was requested to merge word variants. For example, distance and education or open and university. For the purposes of this study, Leximenser was used to analyze both the entire data set and each five-year time period separately. Abstracts and titles of all articles published in IRROdl between Volume 1 in 2000 and Volume 16 in 2015 were collected. A total of 580 full papers and subsets of data in 3 5-year periods were created, 2000 to 2005, 2006 to 2010, and 2011 to 2015. Limitations. We acknowledge that IRROdl is only one window to look into the structure and flow of research areas in online distance and distributed learning, and the selection of the sample for the purposes of this study is subject to interferences. The most important of these is surely the gatekeeping role of reviewers, editors and journals in general. Quite aside from what one might prefer to do, publication responds to funding possibilities and publishing possibilities, and these in turn respond to connections and selection of a topic, a method, and a choice of potential journal most likely to lead to publication. A text mining tool such as Leximenser is a powerful instrument for the purpose of mapping a research domain, but we have to acknowledge that the results must be interpreted with profound knowledge of the subject matter. Leximenser is known to produce stable results, as has been noted by Harwood, Gap, and Stewart. Their analysis revealed encouraging similarities between a Leximenser output and main themes and codes derived from a manual grounded theory analysis. However, they remind us that Leximenser is not a panacea. It still requires analytical sensitivity and judgment in its interpretation, but it is straightforward to probe the data and cross-check via the resultant maps. Leximenser enables the analyst to make sense of large narrative data sets with minimal manual coding. The result is an efficient and impartial second opinion on open codes and potential links between them. Results and discussion. Content analysis. Research areas and trends. Overall scope of the journal. The concept map in Figure 1 depicts the major topics covered in the articles published over the first 16 years of the journal. The thematic summary includes a connectivity score to indicate the relative importance of the themes. The results reveal that learning has the most direct mentions within the text with 276, followed by study, online, distance, social, and resources. This is not a surprising result, as this journal deals with the study of online distance education. While this may seem like a trivial observation, it confirms the veracity of Leximenser as a useful text mining tool. Figure 1. Concept map of overall scope of the journal IRRODL. A key focus of the articles published in IRRODL as an open access journal is the potential and role of open and distance learning to provide access to education and educational opportunities. The concepts role, distance, and education are directly connected with educational, resources, and open in the concept map. Two major topics covered in the publications are connected via the thematic region social, including the concepts of interaction, communication, and support. Thus, learning is seen as a social process that is facilitated by interaction among learners and teachers. The provision of opportunities for interaction, communication, and collaboration between students and their teachers as well as among students, via electronic media, is seen as a constituent element of distance education. Table 3. Distribution of research areas from 2000 to 2015. In the 3-5-year intervals there are recurring concepts, such as students, online, and education, that refer to very broad and common thematic areas throughout the whole time period. In the following content analysis and interpretation, emphasis is placed on new and emerging concepts in order to describe the changes and trends in distance education research. Table 3 provides an overview of the 15 research areas in terms of their frequency covered in the publications. The top issues are related to the micro level of teaching and learning in online distance education, instructional design, learner characteristics, interaction and communication in learning communities, and the application of educational technology to design flexible learning opportunities. Research areas on the bottom of the list are costs and benefits and learner support services and globalization of education and innovation and change. This corresponds with earlier findings of Zaaki Richter, Bakker, and Vogt. Online learning and distance education institutions. The major themes emerging between 2000 and 2005 are education, students, online, development, research, and analysis. The mid-1990s saw growing interest in online learning and the transition to online teaching institutions, which was an enormous process of innovation. Zaaki Richter and Naidu called the time period between 2000 and 2004 the emergence of the virtual university. Accordingly, many papers deal with the challenges, opportunities, and processes of introducing online learning at higher education institutions. The concepts education, higher, processes, institutions, and delivery are directly connected in the concept map. Also, the results of the manual coding of research areas that are reported in Table 4 show that distance teaching systems and institutions is the top research issue, followed by interaction and communication in learning communities, and theories and models. There are papers that focus on the development of online course delivery and online student support services worldwide, such as Deakin University as an example for a dual-mode university in Australia, the NKI Internet College in Norway, or the Indira Gandhi National Open University in India. Other articles consider the hybridization of whole national higher education systems, such as Brazil or Canada. Figure 2. Concept map of online learning and distance education institutions. Theoretical papers in this time period elaborate on the pedagogical opportunities that online learning affords. Peters explores pedagogical and didactical activities in online learning environments and develops a theory for digital learning spaces. And Anderson discusses the role of new information and communication technologies to optimize the mix between independent study and interactive learning strategies and activities. Emphasis in empirical research is placed on the students in this new online learning environment. Especially, the building and sustaining a sense of community in the online classroom is a major focus. Researchers investigate questions such as, does a social atmosphere develop in online learning discussion groups? What are the different modes of social interaction are manifest in online learning discussion groups? What is the role of the virtual teacher with regards to the social climate in online learning discussion groups? It is interesting to look at the research areas that are at the bottom of the ranking in terms of the number of published articles in this time period. Costs and benefits. professional development and faculty support, and access, equity, and ethics. Researchers turned their attention to these neglected research areas in the next time period. Table 4. Distribution of research areas from 2000 to 2005. Widening access to education and online learning support. In this second half of the first decade in the new millennium, conventional distance education is in the transition to online learning. As Figure 3 shows, the major topics canvassed in publications over these 5 years are students, education, university, open, support, and social. Online and learning are central concepts in the thematic region of students. Figure 3. Concept map of widening access to education and online learning support. Around this time, the issue of access to educational opportunities and open education came to the fore, moving up from the 8th to the 3rd rank of research areas covered in the publications. 4 special issues deal with all kinds of aspects related to openness and open education. Open and distance education in Asia. The role of distance learning in the right to education. Open and distance learning in Africa. And openness and the future of higher education. Papers in this thematic context explore the emergence of open source software, course management systems, in particular, in North America, the role of using ITES and open and distance learning in increasing access, equity, and quality of rural teachers' professional development in China, or the potential of open access to reduce the high costs of textbooks at American universities. Finney published the first paper in IRRODL about the evaluation of a MOOC, the famous Connectivism and Connective Knowledge course. There is also growing awareness among scholars and practitioners at this time of the importance of professional development and faculty support, which is critical for the development of high-quality online programs and education innovation. The concept map shows that online learning and development and faculty are linked via the concept quality. For example, Villar and Allegri present an online faculty development and assessment system. The rapid growth of online learning has led to the development of faculty evaluation models that are geared towards the demands of quality improvement of degree programs. Also, Zhao, Sage, and Hamilton highlight that the issue of quality is becoming front and center as online distance education moves into the mainstream of higher education. Eben Miller see faculty development as an ongoing need and long-term continuous effort, and emphasize the importance of community building to create a culture that supports a thoughtful focus on teaching. Table 5. Distribution of research areas from 2006 to 2010. Although support emerged as a concept that forms a thematic region of its own, and 14 papers were published that deal with professional development and faculty support, there are interestingly no articles between this 5-year period that deal with student support service systems on the institutional level of educational management. In contrast, Zaaki Richter and Naidu found that the provision of student support services was a major research area in the 1990s, when student support was acknowledged as a critical link in distance education. However, researchers around this time are fascinated by the enormous opportunities that the new information and communication technologies afford for collaborative online learning and teaching. There are several publications in IRRODL that seek to understand how online collaborative learning occurs and how students are best supported to facilitate their learning processes. Barnard Brack, Patton, and Land developed a typology of self-regulated learning profiles in the online learning environment, and several studies deal with the role and function of online tutors. The concept of support is connected with access. For example, Long, Vigner, Lapold, and Mallory reported on a study that investigated how to provide access to computer-mediated communication for learners with special needs like deaf, hard of hearing, and ESL students. The emergence of MOOCs and OER. Over the next 5 years, the themes students and education continue to be critical, followed by teaching, courses, system, MOOCs, and OER. From 2011 to 2015, 4 special issues were released about open education, especially MOOCs and OER. These issues were titled, Towards a European Perspective on MOOCs, OER and MOOCs, Research into MOOCs, and OERs, Opening Access to Knowledge. Another special issue in 2011 dealt with prior, experiential and informal learning in the age of information and communication technologies, which is also closely related to openness in education. The concept of students, online, courses, and MOOCs are directly connected in the concept map. Many papers describe and evaluate the development of MOOCs for different target groups. from the integration of MOOCs into secondary school courses or the area of corporate training to contexts of limited resources such as developing countries in Africa. Open education does not mean that education is free, as someone has to pay the bill for the sustainable development and delivery of courses and course materials. The issue of costs and economics of open and distance distributed learning moves up in the ranking slightly in terms of frequency covered in the publications. Some authors raise the question of costs for the development and delivery MOOCs and financial sustainability of open textbooks. Figure 4. Concept map of MOOCs and OER. Proponents of OER claim that significant cost savings are possible when open textbooks replace traditional textbooks in the classroom. However, Wiley, 3, Ellington, and Hall report contradicting findings as open textbooks are deployed in various ways. Some of these methods cost more than traditional textbooks. However, we did identify and implement a successful model of open textbook adoption that reduces costs by over 50% compared to the cost of adopting traditional textbooks. Professional development and faculty support remains an important topic in the thematic region of teaching. This research area is also ranked 5th in Table 6. Papers published in IRROdl notably explored the potential of open and distance learning for teacher training and the development of competencies for the implementation and use of ICTs in the teaching and learning process. Table 6. Distribution of research areas from 2011 to 2015. Methods, publication, and authorship patterns. Leading authors. The total number of different authors who contributed to the 580 articles in this study was 1,157. Table 7 lists the 40 authors who contributed to at least 3 articles. They are from the USA, Canada, South Africa, Australia, Israel, Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Spain, Turkey, and the UK. The top author with 9 publications in IRROdl is Terry Anderson from Athabasca University in Canada. He was the chief editor of IRROdl from 2003 to 2014. Zaaki Richter, Anderson, and Tunke showed that there is a positive bias of editors towards their own journal. Table 7. Leading contributors and number of their published articles. Gender and research methods. The analysis in Table 8 depicts that 324 of the first authors were men and 256 were women. The results appear to confirm the stereotypical view that female researchers are more likely than males to choose qualitative methods. The same pattern was found by Zaaki Richter and Von Prummer looking at papers published in 5 distance education journals between 2000 and 2008. There is a highly significant association between gender and research methods. Greek letter chi equals 27.62, DF equals 3, p.001. However, the association is modest at Kramer's V of 0.22. Overall, there seems to be a tendency towards more empirical research. Only 44.5% of all articles published IRROdl are theoretical or descriptive in nature, whereas Zaaki Richter, Bakker, and Vogt reported that IRROdl was the journal that accepted the highest number of descriptive or theoretical papers between 2000 and 2008. Table 8. Cross-tabulation of gender and research methods. Countries. For the analysis of the geographic distribution of articles, the country of origin of the first author was taken into consideration. The results confirm the earlier finding by Zaaki Richter, Bakker, and Vogt that IRROdl is a very international journal. The articles came from 64 different countries, the majority from the USA, Canada, the UK, Australia, South Africa, Spain, Germany, and Turkey. Table 9. Distribution of authors' country of origin for articles in IRROdl. Figure 5. Countries of origin of first authors. Top-cited articles and authors. Some journals put a strong emphasis on empirical work and discourage, or even disallow, theoretical work, including literature reviews. However, based on a series of literature reviews of educational technology journals, West consistently found that theoretical literature-based articles to be among the most cited in a journal. For example, in educational technology research and development, when looking at the top-cited articles from each year in the decade, 7 were theoretical articles, not reporting new empirical findings. The following table includes the top 10 most cited articles for the entire time period, as well as the most cited article from each year. The results of the citation analysis confirm the findings by West. Only 8 out of the 18 most cited articles are empirical in nature, using quantitative, qualitative, or mixed methods analysis. Theoretical work is important, and obviously, readers and scholars value these articles. Table 10. Most cited papers from years 2000 to 2015 for IRRODL. Conclusion. The aim of this study was to investigate the research areas and trends that are covered in publications in IRRODL and the authorship patterns that apply to these areas. In conclusion, the research areas covered in the 3-5-year time periods can be described as follows. 1. Online learning and distance education institutions. 2. Widening access to education and online learning support. And 3. The emergence of MOOCs and OER. The mapping of the contents of IRRODL can be related to the flow of thematic areas over roughly the time periods in the journal Distance Education, the emergence of the virtual university, collaborative learning and online interaction patterns, and interactive learning, MOOCs, and OER. This indicates high similarity between major research topics covered in the publications in these two journals. However, IRRODL has a stronger focus on open education, which is also reflected in the name change from the International Review of Open and Distance Learning to the International Journal of Open and Distributed Learning. With regard to the publication and authorship patterns, major findings of this study may be summarized as follows. The 580 contributions published in IRRODL originated from 64 countries, but the majority from wealthy Western nations like the USA, Canada, the UK, Australia, South Africa, Spain, and Germany. However, the results also show that IRRODL is an important outlet for scholars from many different and developing countries as well. The citation analysis revealed a range of highly cited articles that were published in IRRODL, and interestingly, the top cited papers are theoretical in nature. This finding supports the fact that theoretical papers are important and valued not only by IRRODL's readership but also recognized as influential on the field at large. Nevertheless, there seems to be a trend towards more studies in IRRODL that apply empirical research methods. Over the whole time period, only 44.5% of the research articles are theoretical or descriptive in nature. All in all, the name tells the story. The International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning is a very international journal with articles from over 60 countries and with a major focus in the publications placed on openness and access to educational opportunities. IRRODL is an excellent outlet for open scholars worldwide to communicate and share their research findings in a high-impact journal. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the IRRODL website, www.irrodl.org. Goodbye.